College Basketball Insider.
Some news and notes from around the world of college basketball.
In-studio correspondent for WFAN and CBS Sports Radio.
Attention, please, to John Rothstein. Please report to St. Joe's.
The Insider's Insider.
Joining us now with his thoughts and a break it down, John Rothstein.
It's College Hoops Today with John Rothstein.
Let's put the women and children to bed and go looking for dinner. John Rothstein here on the College Hoops Today podcast. Later in this show, we'll be joined by Loyola Chicago head coach Porter Moser. I want to remind you to subscribe to the College Hoops Today podcast on Apple Podcasts. We want to be your Bible for the college basketball season and beyond. We are the only college basketball podcast coming to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. Also want to remind you to check out the College Hoops Today fan page on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a review, let us know what you think of the product we're bringing to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. And also a reminder to find and listen to the College Hoops Today podcast on all the popular podcast platforms. And send me your questions on Twitter. I'll get to them later in this podcast. I'm at John Rothstein. That's John, J-O-N. And I want to let you know that today's episode of the College Hoops Today podcast being sponsored by Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. And now that we've got you set for all your Geico needs, we are now less than 1 month away from Selection Sunday for the 2021 NCAA tournament. Some big picture thoughts from the weekend, and it's a question that will go into Monday night's game between Virginia and Florida State. How good is Virginia? Now, Virginia was the only ACC team among the 16 teams that were seeded as the top 16 teams in the bracket reveal on CBS on Saturday for the 2021 NCAA tournament. But I think it's important to point out that right now, Virginia, since it was dominated in late December in Fort Worth against Gonzaga, has only lost one game. It was on the road at Virginia Tech. But the only win that Virginia has during that span over a team that is a lock for the NCAA tournament is a road win against Clemson right after the Tigers were coming off a pause due to COVID-19. I know Virginia did dominate North Carolina on Saturday. The Tar Heels, though, very much on the bubble. So how good are the Cavaliers? I'm curious to see tonight's game against Florida State. Could be the game of the year in the ACC. You know, one of the top eight seeds in the bracket reveal Saturday on CBS was Alabama. And I know people from the periphery want to point to Alabama's obviously outside shooting and offensive prowess as the reason why Alabama is in the position that they're in. That is not the case. It is all about the defensive commitment that this team has made. And here is proof. Last year during SEC play, Alabama gave up an average of 80.2 points per game. This year in 13 conference games, the Crimson Tide are giving up an average of just 69.8 points per game. That is a remarkable, remarkable turnaround for Nate Oates' squad. And another thing that I really took away was how unpredictable mid-major games are in back-to-back situations, and we saw it this weekend. On Friday, Iona beat Manhattan by 18 points. One day later, the Jaspers returned the favor, won by 7. On Saturday, Loyola Chicago beat Drake by 27. One day later, Drake beat the Ramblers by 1 in overtime. As we know, these things have been happening all season, as many smaller leagues have reduced travel in an effort to limit the spread of COVID-19. Loyola Chicago, though, a team that seems comfortably in the NCAA tournament. We know that they went to a Final Four 3 years ago in 2018. And the head coach of the Ramblers, Porter Moser, joins the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein coming up next. Loyola Chicago is 18-4 overall, 13-2 in the Missouri Valley after a split this past weekend against Drake. And the head coach of the Ramblers is Porter Moser. He joins the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein right now. And Porter, coaches always remember losses in their career more than wins. Your thoughts on Sunday's hard-fought defeat in overtime against Drake?
You know, no doubt we do. when you lose a close one, you forget about the other ones, and you more focus on what could we have done better. And I'm in the same boat. But the other thing you said was hard fought. You know, to these back-to-backs, much less a back-to-back quad one road game. is very hard. To win the first one and then to come back to and have two quad one road games back to back, they're in the quad one for a reason. They're a very good team, very well coached. And to get that, we had our chances, but they weren't going to lay down and die. They really, it was really hard fought. We lost by one. You got to learn from it and move on.
It's obviously difficult to coach in a back-to-back situation when you're facing a quad one opponent, but you're also not just facing the other team in these circumstances. You're facing human nature. From your perspective, how different has this dynamic been for you coaching in back-to-back situations?
You know, it's tough. The second night is so, I mean, you're going to make some adjustments, but like, cause you want to see what their game plan was the first night. You can see that right away. Sometimes when there's a gap of like 2-3 weeks between you play an opponent, you know, you could tweak some things. You got some time, maybe, you know, a little, but when it's the next day, you can see what their thoughts were going into the first night, and they're not going to change much. There's some little things they might change based on what you did, but it's so much about mental toughness, the attitude. And I've really been happy with our guys. This was the first game two we've lost out of all of this back to back since this started, and we stumbled. I mean, we definitely had our chances, but you got to give the other team credit. I mean, it was a rock fight. I mean, two teams that offense is at the top of our league, and it was 51-50 in overtime. Very hard to score these back to backs against good defensive teams, but it's just a toughness thing. Mentally and physically on day two.
This has been obviously a different type of season. Everything feels like it's been very sporadic. You have gotten 22 games in, though, and it's now February the 15th. From 30,000 feet out, your overall thoughts on your squad after 22 games?
You know, we're getting better. We're getting better. We had the whole team got shut down right when the season was started. So we had that initial shutdown, and then you got to learn to pivot. And we learned to pivot. I mean, I think I told you this. We were playing UIC on a Sunday, our inter-city rival, a week after coming back from COVID. And, you know, Greg Gard calls me on Saturday night and says, "Hey, we got an opening. Want to play Monday?" And I'm like, "Sure." And we pivoted. We told the team on Sunday after the win that we're going to Madison the next day. And you just got to learn to do things like that. We had a cancellation. We scheduled North Texas. I've really been pleased with our guys, how they've handled the pivots of the season, the unusual circumstances. And I heard Doc Rivers say this about the challenges of the first time with the NBA bubble. The team that wins it's going to be a special championship because they're going to have to overcome a lot to get to a championship. And I really, that rings true, and we've really echoed that sentiment to our guys.
Loyola Chicago head coach Porter Moser joining the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Ramblers 18-4 right now on February 15th. Well, obviously, a couple of years ago, you guys had an unbelievable run to the Final Four, and nothing is ever going to take that away. But I'm curious, since then, and especially this season, as you've cracked the top 25, how has the dynamic been managing being the hunted versus the hunter when you were obviously competing for a berth in the Final Four 3 years ago?
I still feel like Loyola, we're chasing. I just always feel like we're chasing. And our guys felt that. They don't, you know, for the last 4 years, we've been right there, either won it or one game behind it to Northern Iowa last year. So we feel that, you know, it's not a lot of pressure to be hunted because we feel like we're chasing. We're chasing, you know, we're chasing an at-large bid and an automatic bid. We're chasing two of them, you know, and that's, I like that about our guys. I don't think they're on their heels thinking that they're hunted. I really feel that, you know, and you got to be chasing with the way that the dynamics are to get at large bids. I just think you got to be constantly hungry, chasing, trying to get better. And I think that's what we're doing.
How do you think this team compares to the 2018 team?
You know, I've been asked that a ton recently in the last couple weeks. And the one thing I just think it's unfair to compare them unless we're playing in late March, because that team had special intangibles. I do think there's a lot. I'll talk about similarities. The similarities is I think we're defending and we're efficient on both ends. You know, I think we're playing together. You know, I just think they don't care who gets the credit. We got one guy averaging in double figures, and so I think you got to play both ends. You got to be, you know, multidimensional. I don't think you can just defend and you can't score. You can score and not defend to really advance. And I think there's some similarities, those teams. You know, our center, Krutwig, was a freshman on that team. He's now the leader as a senior. And he's been terrific for us. But we'll see. I just think there's similarities, but it's hard to compare them unless we're playing in March.
Well, you mentioned Cameron Krutwig, and obviously he's been a focal point for everything that you've done this season in the last couple of years. You also have Lucas Williamson, who was on that Final Four team in 2018. From a coach's perspective, how reassuring is it to know that you have two players who went through that special run 3 years ago as you're trying to do the same thing or something comparable this year?
You know, John, it's huge. And I'll tell you, it's when you take over a program, it's so much about your upperclassmen. And when you take it over, your upperclassmen, you didn't recruit. And, you know, you look at, I think it was year four of my taking this over, we won the CBI. Those seniors were my first recruiting class. That freshman class was Ben Richardson, Dante Ingram, all those guys that were on the Final Four team. And they looked at it, won the CBI, were around those upperclassmen and just were all invested, all about the right things. And then Richardson and Dante and all those guys were seniors when Krutwig and Lucas were freshmen.
Right.
That's all they know. That's all they know is about the right things. And then you now those guys are seniors and they're pouring into the younger guys. So it means everything that your seniors, your upperclassmen, are about all the right things to really carry on a program so that your younger guys are like, this is how it's done. And that's been one of the most pleasing things and of sustaining it here. But it's huge. Those guys have been on that stage. And they can just talk about it with the younger guys.
Loyola Chicago head coach Porter Moser joined the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Ramblers 18-4 through 22 games this season. You know, Porter, you and I have had many discussions about this. And, you know, I don't refer to your run in 2018 as Cinderella because you beat several teams along the way to get to the Final Four in convincing fashion, especially your Elite Eight win against Kansas State. And you also were in position to win the game against Michigan in the national semifinals. I'm curious, how often do you think about that game against Michigan?
Like, I remember the Halloween. The first trick-or-treater was one of my neighbors, a kid dressed up in this big Michigan outfit. I'm like, it's in my head all the time. You know, it's funny because you see Chicago, Michigan has a big presence in Chicago, and you see that M everywhere. But, you know, it's – you know, I jokingly talk about it, but it was tough. We were right there, and they were great. I mean, but you get to that point, and you know, you do feel like you know, you got opportunities there. And but it was part of our guys really were believing then, and I think that's a similarity to our team right now. I think our guys believe. I mean, they believe they're good. They believe they can beat people, and that's a similarity. There was a tremendous respectful confidence that we had. We had a respectful confidence. We respected each opponent. We were, you know, the way we prepared and did it. But we had a confidence that we could win. And I think that's a similarity to this team. But I do that Michigan game, of course, that will haunt me for a while, especially living in this area.
You know, and coaches always tell me that have gone to a Final Four. Once you get there, really, it's hard not to think, you know, regularly about getting back. How often, whether you're going for a jog or you're just looking at film, do you think about trying to do what you did 3 years ago again in your career?
You know, you obviously, that's the goal. You want to win a national championship. You know, I'm no different than all the other guys that are on the sideline. We want to win a national championship. But it's hard. A lot of dominoes got to fall throughout that tournament run to happen. And you know, the ball's got to bounce your way a couple of times as it did. But yeah, you want to get back. It's one of the reasons why I'm pleased to, you know, just to get this thing going is to try to get back in the tournament. And the conferences like the Missouri Valley and some other ones like us, it's so hard to get at large bids. You know, there's a lot of pressure. We felt more pressure in the Missouri Valley tournament that year than we did in the NCAA tournament because right. The elephant in the room to get that automatic bid this year, John, with how much, you know, the last couple of years, there's been more emphasis on the net rather than the RPI back then. And like even last night's loss to Drake, it was a quad one loss back-to-back nights, and our net didn't move,
right?
You know, because it stayed at 10 today. So I feel like there's a better opportunity to get in for some teams like us. And that is good because I think, you know, you can make some noise in the tournament. I just really believe that once you get in, you know, the thing's got to happen. There's got to be – the domino's got to fall. But to answer your question, yeah, all of us on the sideline, our ultimate goal, we want to win a national championship. I mean, that's not just get in, not just get there, but you want to advance and win it all.
Well, and you had, obviously, opportunities to move on to higher-profile jobs since going to a Final Four. You didn't take them because you wanted to be in position to do what you're doing this year. I'm curious, though. There's been a couple of times the last couple seasons where you've been one of the best teams in the Missouri Valley, and you didn't, obviously, cash in during Arch Madness and get the automatic qualifier. Did you revisit your decision to not go and coach in a multi-bid league after you came up short at Arch Madness?
I didn't. That's a really fair question, John. There's no question, because it's human nature. Because we were, like last year, we were on a run. We were playing our best basketball in February. We had a run like we're on now where we won like 10 or 11 or something like that, or 10 or 12. And we stumbled the first round. You know, we missed 17 free throws, went into overtime, and it's just crazy circumstances, and boom, it's out. So it's human nature to think like that, but I haven't. I've just been, you know, that's not going to be our story. Our story is going to be different. That's going to make us better. And I think we're better for it going through some of that adversity. Now, this will be interesting to see if, again this year, with if all the analytics show that it'll be interesting to see the at-large bids this year. That might make you scratch your head if something doesn't happen this year. But I haven't second-guessed or looked back at all. I love what we're doing. I love where I'm at. But it is a challenge, because there's, you know, the pressure of at-large bid. But that's why I think the Valley this year, look at the opportunities you have. Missouri State's crawling up to a quad one road win, like 1 through 75. They're in the 80s. Drake's a quad one. We're a quad one. You know, Indiana State's a quad two. You know, so you've got a lot of opportunities that we just haven't had in the last couple of years with quad ones. We could have, you know, three teams in quad one here in about 10 days. And then we also got one or two that are right there. One's in this quad two. So it's also giving you better opportunities with the Valley being so strong.
Loyola Chicago head coach Porter Moser joined the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Ramblers are 18-4 through 22 games. Just had a very hard series against Drake with a split on Drake's home floor this past weekend. So obviously you're in position right now. You were ranked in the top 25 last week to be an at-large candidate for the NCAA tournament. But how important is it to maintain the mentality that you had the past couple years entering Arch Madness and believing that you need the automatic qualifier to hear your name called on March 14th?
You know, we got to control what we can control. I know that's coach speak, but like, we got three really tough games left, and we're trying to get a Missouri Valley championship. It'd be our third and fourth year, 4 years, and we're tied with Drake. We got three games left. I think they got five. So, you know, you're really controlling that. That's what's right in front of us. The other stuff, you know, takes care of itself if you're taking care of what's right in front of you day to day. So we're not really thinking like that. We're just thinking like we got home late last night. We're thinking right now we got to turn around and play Valparaiso, who beat Drake, who beat just won at Northern Iowa, who's very hot. And so we're just looking all about Valparaiso on Wednesday.
You know, Porter, I look back to your 2018 run, and as I mentioned earlier in the interview, I don't refer to it as Cinderella because of the way that you guys competed and, again, how well you played in certain games. And you won on the last possession against Miami. You won on the last possession against Tennessee. You did the same thing against Nevada. But you did several different things leading up to that point to put yourself in position to advance in the NCAA tournament. Why can the team you're coaching right now advance and win games in the bracket in a couple weeks?
Because I think we got some different kind of weapons. We got some guys that can really shoot it. We got a couple shot clock guys that can go get a shot. We got a true big man. We got a different kind of big man coming off the bench like we had that team. Like Andre Jackson was different than Krutwig. You know, Tommy Welsh comes off. He stretches you. He can knock down the three. I think 6, 7, and 8 on our bench can go get 10 points on a different night. You know, they're capable. Marquise Kennedy, Tate Hall, you know. So I think we can play, you know, we can go to our bench and get some points. But I think – and then you got to defend. I mean, I'm telling you, if you don't defend and rebound, it's hard to advance. Teams are so good, so well coached. You got to be able to defend as well. And I think this team defends. And I think that's going to be a big key to advance, because you're – I just don't think, I don't see teams advancing and winning if they can't defend.
And obviously when people look at Loyola Chicago, Cam Crutwig is going to be the guy that they put in bold print. But one player on your team that has really progressed over the last couple of weeks watching your team, and I think could become a star in the next couple of weeks of February and into March, is Ahir Ogwuoke. How big is his evolution for your team to reach another level?
John, it's huge. Because to play those upper-level teams, you need some upper-level size and athleticism. And, you know, Ahir is every bit of 6'6", 225, as athletic as he comes. He is a two-way player. He's always been more of a one-way player, an elite defender. But now his confidence level on offense, I mean, I think he had 20 the other day. He's put up some – I mean, just been absolutely huge, kind of a under-the-radar guy for us. And he's having an all-league year. But Lucas Williamson and Ahir on the wings, in my opinion, are two of the best defenders in our league, I mean, or in the country. I really, when you watch us, I mean, Lucas is 6'4", Ahir's 6'6". They really do some things switching-wise that are good. But you need some size and athleticism to compete against the upper-level teams. And he's been really an under-the-radar guy for us. And his evolution on offense and his confidence on offense has really taken his game to another level to make, you know, really helped us.
Aside from him, what do you think are the biggest things that your team needs to improve on over the next 3 or 4 weeks to be a team that nobody's going to want to play in the NCAA tournament?
You know, I just feel like there's a number of areas. You know, I think you got to feel like that. I think we can definitely offensively continue to get better. I think we move it and share it, but I think there's times where, you know, there's so many things we can do better. Defensively, you know, I still feel there's things on, you know, that we watch every game and go, man, we could have cut that out. But I think if you don't have that foot on the gas pedal in terms of learning and getting better this time of year, man, you just can't stay the same. You got to have that foot on the gas pedal thinking like we're getting better every day. And I love that about this group. I mean, today we'll break down things we need to do better from that Drake game before we start prepping for Valpo. And I think it's just a mentality you have this time of year.
Well, Porter, appreciate a couple minutes. Know you're really busy. You know, best of luck the rest of the way. And just one request on this end. My buddy John Shambi is the new television voice of the Cubs. And I told him that when he was moving to Chicago, that if there's anybody who has Chi-Town wired, it's Porter Moser. So if you get a text from a number that's not in your phone, just look out for him, all right?
Oh, man, I'm all set, man. I'm glad he's coming, man. I'm glad he's coming. It's a great job for him.
Great job for him. Porter, good luck the rest of the way, man. Look forward to staying connected.
Thanks, John.
We'd like to thank Loyola Chicago's Porter Moser for joining us in the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Want to remind you to subscribe to the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein on Apple Podcasts. We want to be your Bible for the college basketball season and beyond. We are the only college basketball podcast coming to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. Also want to remind you to check out the College Hoops Today fan page on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a review. Let us know what you think of the product we're bringing to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. And also, send me your questions on Twitter. I'll get to them later in this podcast. I'm at John Rothstein. That's John, J-O-N. But before we get to our social media portion of the show, I want to tell you about Stereo. We hope you're enjoying this week's College Hoops Today podcast and hearing what we have to say. But now we want to hear your take. No one's more opinionated than sports fans, and now there's a way for you to be a part of the show. Join us live every Thursday at 3 o'clock Eastern on the Stereo app and give us your take on your favorite teams, players, or whatever else may be on your mind. Stereo is the app for live social conversations. And we want to talk directly with you, our listeners. Each week, we'll be talking all things college hoops, and we are very excited to hear what you have to say and answer your questions. Just download the Stereo app from your favorite app store, and be sure to follow me at stereo.com/John Rothstein to be notified every time we go live. Whether you just want to listen to more show or join the conversation, now is your chance. Don't waste your time talking to your radio old-fashioned way. Really? We can't hear you. Download the Stereo app today and follow me at stereo.com/John Rothstein. That's stereo.com/John Rothstein. And now, time for our social media portion of the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Send me your questions on Twitter. I'm at John Rothstein. That's John, J-O-N. And also a reminder to find and listen to the College Hoops Today podcast on all the popular podcast platforms. And our First question is going to come from Mason McCreary, and it's, John, is UConn in or out of the NCAA tournament as of right now? Mason, to me, I have UConn comfortably in the NCAA tournament because I am going to look at the team that is going to be in the NCAA tournament as the one that I'm evaluating. That will include James Bouknight for the Huskies. And remember, UConn has also played long stretches of this season without Andre Jackson and Akuka Cook. Both players made big contributions in Saturday's win against Xavier. Our next question comes from James Conway, and it's, John, why doesn't the net reflect Western Kentucky's performance? They beat Marshall twice on the road and yet are ranked lower. It's an outstanding question. I have felt this all along. The net is seriously flawed as a metric, and I want to commend the people who spend so much time on the metrics. The metrics are great. They're outstanding. But again, the net has major flaws, especially when you consider that this year we have seen a situation where you don't have traditional home games, traditional road games. Once in a while, there'll be exceptions. There'll be some fans in the stands. But you don't have that type of traditional circumstance. I don't understand how you can weigh certain road games more than others, other than honestly than a fact of convenience just by what we're dealing with right now to COVID-19. Our next question comes from Scherzer Elite, and it's, John, how does Michigan match up against Illinois, Ohio State, and Iowa? You know, we're going to find out. I think that's one thing. For as good as Michigan was on Sunday against Wisconsin, and they were dominant defensively in the second half, we are still going to see, hopefully, in the last month of the season, Michigan measure itself against the Big Ten's best. Obviously, all eyes on that Sunday game on CBS between Michigan and Ohio State. A big game between Michigan and Ohio State, and one that does not begin with a kickoff. So that will definitely be a focal point for next weekend in college basketball. And five good nuggets being brought to this week by Geico. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowners and renters insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. Now, let's get to those nuggets.
Five good nuggets.
Five.
Six.
No, five. But you were close.
Nugget number one, holding serve. My biggest surprise from Saturday's bracket reveal on CBS, Houston's loss to East Carolina a few weeks ago did not drop the Cougars from their position as a two seed. Kelvin Sampson's squad currently 17-2 this season. Nugget number two, underseeded Gems. Two teams that will likely be underseeded in the NCAA tournament but could do major damage when they get there, LSU and Oregon. Nugget number three, the Hunter Dickinson, Michigan's talented freshman, had 15 rebounds against Wisconsin on Sunday. The Badgers' primary two big men, Nate Reavers and Micah Potter, had zero. That's inconceivable. Nugget number four, Lon Kruger has taken multiple teams to the Final Four during his career, but this season has to be up there with the best coaching jobs of his career. Oklahoma 13-5 heading into Tuesday's game against Texas. They've beaten West Virginia twice, Alabama, Kansas, and the Longhorns. And then nugget number five, a new low point. Iowa's 30-point win over Michigan State on Saturday was the least competitive performance that I've seen from the Spartans in East Lansing in nearly 15 years on this beat. Now, let's get some games to watch.
Games to watch. Games to watch.
Tuesday, we've got Texas against Oklahoma in Norman. Wednesday, a big one in the Mountain West as Utah State will travel to Boise State. Meanwhile, Thursday, Iowa's at Wisconsin. Rutgers is at Michigan. And in the Pac-12, Colorado travels to Oregon. Colorado, in the last couple weeks, has lost games at Washington and against Cal. Good team, but has had some questionable losses over the last couple of weeks. Still comfortably in the bracket as of now. We hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. If we left you wanting more, you're in luck. There's exclusive content, including maybe you, if you follow us over to the Stereo app. Join us every Thursday at 3 o'clock Eastern. We will be talking all things college hoops and answering your questions live. Got a hot take on who this year's Cinderella might be? Well, we want to hear it. Download Stereo today and be sure to follow me at stereo.com/John Rothstein so you get notified every time we go live. That's stereo.com/John Rothstein. This was the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. We'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Less than 4 weeks away from Selection Sunday. Four words, America. We sleep in May.